American Midwest Ballet wraps its 15th anniversary season with an imaginative story ballet. Choreographer Kenneth Oberle's Alice in Wonderland. Ballet master Aaron Alarcon, who dances the role of Alice in Wonderland, joined us to talk about the ballet.
So Kenneth Oberle is the choreographer for the ballet. He had a beautiful career in Stuttgart Ballet, and that took him all across Europe before he came back to continue his work in the Midwest. And he has since passed. He passed in 2016, and I've been trying to share as many insights as I can with the dancers into his process, which was very out of the box. So he really pushed us all as dancers. And so it's been joyous to see new dancers tackle his choreography, which is very challenging, but very fun. And I think that he'd be excited to see what we've been doing.
Alarcon first danced the role of Alice during the original staging of the ballet in 2013. So this return to Oberle's work holds special significance.
I am Alice in Wonderland in the production. It was the first principal role that I ever got to do at the company. So it feels pretty personally special to me.
Kenneth Oberle's Alice in Wonderland combines moments from two Lewis Carroll books, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, in a one-of-a-kind adaptation of the works.
Kenneth was pretty creative with his storytelling. So the ballet starts with Alice, who will be played by Katerina Miller and Cogan Murphy. And then she goes to the Hall of Mirrors, and that's where she meets Alice in Wonderland. And they switch places, and Alice in Wonderland goes on a journey through Wonderland. And then at the end of the ballet, Alice in Wonderland stays in the real world, and she leaves her childhood behind, Alice in Wonderland.
Oberle's ballet blends vibrant entertainment while exploring themes of growing up and finding one's place in the world.
The author of the books, Lewis Carroll himself, is a character in our ballet. And it is, I think, one of the most special parts of the story because he hands the book to Alice as if to tell her, the story is in your hands. What we do from here is your choice.
In addition to performing across the region, American Midwest Ballet invests in the next generation of artists through their educational programs. The AMB Dance School offers classes from ages 3 to adult, and Alice in Wonderland will feature the company's 25 professional dancers as well as 50 young performers from the community.
I think it's been really great to bring Kenneth's whimsy and his creative genius to our dancers that have never had the opportunity to meet him. And I think that's the way that we all live on through our art form, through dance, is that it's passed down generation to generation. And some of the combinations that I teach in class, I learned from my teacher, who learned from her teacher. And it feels very special and important for us to be able to do that together.
Performances of Alice in Wonderland will be held on April 12th and 13th at the Hoff Family Arts and Culture Center in Council Bluffs, and April 26th and 27th at Omaha's Orpheum Theater. More information and tickets are available at amballet.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Hannah Clark.